They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Those rare but effective anti-COVID pills from Pfizer are about to become more widely available. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The limited supply of Pfizer's treatment for COVID is about to ease. The Biden administration says the country now has plenty of Paxlovid ready, and today says it'll get the pills to many more pharmacies. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with the latest.
Hey David, right now you can get Paxlovid at about 20,000 locations around the country, places like pharmacies and community health centers, hospitals, urgent care centers. The Biden administration is aiming to double that number in the coming weeks, and they're going to do this by making Paxlovid available at more pharmacies. The administration sees this as a life-saving effort because Pfizer's treatment can be taken at home soon after a COVID infection and has been shown to reduce hospitalizations and deaths by 90%. And by the way, the drug is free for patients.
Now, the White House is also talking about more test-to-treat centers. What are those?
Yeah, a bit of a mouthful. These are one-stop shop kind of places, often pharmacy-based clinics, where you can get tested, get assessed by a healthcare provider, which is important because there are a lot of drug interactions with Paxlovid. But once a patient is deemed eligible, they can get a prescription for a course of treatment, which they can fill at that same pharmacy. Now, there are about 2,200 of these test-to-treat sites now. The White House wants 10,000 more, and they can do this now because there's so much more Paxlovid available. The federal government has agreed to purchase some 20 million pills this year. Millions are coming at the end of this month. Back around Christmas time, when it was first approved, there were about 180,000 treatment courses available. So while supplies were rationed before, now that's not necessary.
Nova Safo. In early trading, the Dow down 288.9%. The S&P is down 1%. The NASDAQ is down 1.7%. Crude oil up 1%, just below $100 a barrel. Now, there's this narrative that few go into the office anymore, except essential frontline workers. So why, then, is the huge investment firm Blackstone buying a pile of office buildings for more than $7.5 billion? Marketplace's Andy Euler has more. All this money spent for a firm called PS Business Parks.
A lot of people who started working from home haven't gone back to the office, which in theory means less demand for office space. Not so fast.
I don't foresee the office space landscape really changing for another 40 years.
Aviva Sonnenrich runs a commercial real estate brokerage in Denver, Colorado.
The folks who are signing the leases and signing the checks, these are still old school people who want office space.
And old-school businesses that need office space, like doctors. And unlike multifamily housing, industrial, and a lot of retail, existing office buildings are cheaper right now than newly constructed ones. Tim Blair at the real estate firm Shannon Walchek in Birmingham, Alabama, says if you're a firm like Blackstone,
A, you can get a deal on it, and B, there's no more competition coming online because it's too expensive to build.
The purchase price of $7.6 billion is less than 1% of Blackstone's total assets. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know.
Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The case of a nurse who's been convicted of negligent homicide for a medication error that killed a patient is raising concerns across the country. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports nurses, already weary from caring for COVID patients, have renewed concern about their own legal liability.
In late 2017, Redonda Vaught mistakenly gave a patient a powerful paralytic injection rather than a sedative with a similar name. She reported the grievous error immediately, acknowledging all the warnings she overlooked along the way. She was initially cleared by the state nursing board, but then a Nashville prosecutor pressed charges. As soon as the guilty verdict was read in late March, Vaught spoke to nurses around the nation who've been following her case for years.
Do what you do. Do it well. And don't let this defeat you mentally.
Vaught will be sentenced in May and could face jail time, though her defense argued problems with the hospital's drug dispensing system contributed to the error. But her former employer, Vanderbilt University Medical Center, has not faced punishment. The hospital settled with the family and did not help with Vaught's defense. After the guilty verdict, prosecutor Chad Jackson insisted his office is not out to arrest nurses.
This was not a case against the nursing community. This was about the actions of one individual.
But nurses across the country say they're worried.
I made some mistakes that I didn't sleep for 3 days.
Katie Green Davis is a trauma nurse from Baltimore. She says nurses will be hesitant to take on life and death cases.
It's going to become us versus them when it has to be for the safety of the patient. All for one and one for all.
The verdict comes after all the pandemic-related headaches and heartaches nurses have had to endure. Alyssa Brady is one of the many nurses who contributed to help pay Vaught's legal fees.
She's just the first one to be thrown on the chopping block. And it did light a fire under the nursing community. We are not going to stand for this.
Many nurses say they plan to travel to Vaught's sentencing. Brady also joined fellow nurses in Ohio and established a nonprofit legal defense fund for the next nurse who may face jail time for a mistake on the job. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And today we hear why Twitter is like buying the world's most expensive sailboat, a nice but expensive hobby for Tesla boss Elon Musk. Marketplace Morning Report podcast, if you missed that on the air today. Also this morning, a powerful European regulator warned Musk that there are firm rules in Europe requiring social media companies to moderate content, and his new Twitter will be forced to comply. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.